program. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Glad to have you here. What a big day this is. It's the State of the Union. Donald Trump's first State of the Union address. Last year he did a speech to a joint session of Congress, but this is the first State of the Union address he will do. And this is a very big deal, obviously. And we are told he's going to call for unity and bipartisanship and working together with Democrats. The question is, will they take that olive branch at all? Will they take yes for an answer, or will they turn him down? Because getting buy-in from Democrats in an election year when they clearly think that the election is more important than the American people, you wonder what's going to happen. Some of those Democrats, like Joe Manchin and Claire McCaskill, Democrats running for U.S. Senate, situated in states that Donald Trump won by wide margins, places like Montana and Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, West Virginia, and the list goes on. Will those Democrats be willing to get on board with the administration when it comes to things like immigration reform, infrastructure bills? Trump is going to emphasize his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan to rebuild the country's roads, bridges, ports, and tracks during the speech to Congress. Others saying the president will tout the framework for immigration reform. According to Roz Shah, White House Deputy Press Secretary, the president has offered compromise solutions, showing real leadership that reaches across the aisle. We're going to see if Democrats are serious about border security. We're going to see if they're actually serious about wanting to fix a problem or demagogue it. I'm guessing they're not interested in fixing a problem. Yesterday, Democrats blocked an effort on a bill that would have prohibited abortion in this country after 20 weeks. 20 weeks. The vast majority of Americans support not allowing abortions after 20 weeks. That's 5 months of pregnancy. And yet the Democrats yesterday blocked that effort. It's going to be a difficult thing to explain come election time in November for some of these Democrats. Very difficult thing to explain. How do you explain that it's okay to abort a fetus that's 5 months old? We'll get back to that. Donald Trump has been tweeting heavily about DACA and so forth. A couple of days ago, tweeting, I have offered a wonderful DACA deal, including doubling the number of recipients and a 12-year pathway to citizenship for two reasons. Because the Republicans want to fix a long-time terrible problem. And number two, to show Democrats do not want to solve DACA, only use it as a campaign issue. And looking at what they're doing, that seems to be, fairly evident at this point. In Tuesday night's speech, the president, like other presidents before him, is also expected to use the speech to tout the successes of the last year, such as the major tax reform bill, getting Neil Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court, reducing regulations at a clip of 22 to 1. For every new regulation put in place, 22 went away. That the economy is booming. That unemployment in the black and Hispanic communities are at an all-time low. These are things you'll hear the president say from the podium tonight, and here's a little bit of a programming note. We will be in Washington for the speech. We're traveling to Washington for the State of the Union speech, and then Wednesday we'll be at the White House. We have a whole series of interviews that we're going to share with you coming up on Thursday and Friday, but a whole series of interviews with the president's cabinet and other key advisors. We've been invited to the White House, and we've decided we need to be there. We think that it's the best way to deliver you the best guests and the best conversations and the best inside information, so we're going to bring it all to you. A sign of the tension between the president and the Democrats Multiple liberal lawmakers are boycotting the speech. People like Pure Class Texas Representative Frederica Wilson and her big pink hat saying Trump doesn't deserve to be honored at this time. A number of other Democrats have announced plans to bring DACA recipients as their guests to the speech. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus will likely engage in a number of silent protests during the speech. For example, lawmakers in the caucus encouraged to wear traditional Kent clothing in protest of Trump's reporting and reported comments about immigration from so-called asshole countries, many of them in Africa. I have a better idea. Go tour those countries in Africa and tell me what wonderful places they are. And it's not because of the people. It's because of corrupt government, failed government. And he was spot on when he called, if he called those countries what they are. These are countries that have failed their own citizens. Failed to educate them, failed to uplift them, failed to help them. And I'm sorry, but the United States can't fix every problem, can't take every refugee, and can't take every person that wants to come here. It's just not possible. As it is, as you know, we take more than 1 million people legally every year, and the vast majority of Americans, led by the way, African-Americans, want that to be significantly less, some less than half. 85% of African-Americans want the number of legal immigrants coming to America each year chopped dramatically. So I don't think that this is going to be much of a... sales point for the Democrats. But hey, they can get up and walk out. They can get up and walk out of the speech tonight and they can miss what's happening, because what's happening in America right now is starting next month, people have more money in their paychecks. People have more money in their paychecks, and that's a big deal. Another big announcement came from ExxonMobil yesterday. Plan to invest $50 billion in the United States over the next 5 years. Why? Tax reform. 200 companies strong now. Investing in their workforce with bonuses and increased pay raises and wages, that is. And the chairman and CEO of Exxon, Darren Woods, said in a blog post that the investment is partly due to the recently passed corporate tax cuts. The announcement puts Exxon on the board with a number of other companies that have announced employee bonuses and investments following President Trump's tax overhaul. That coming from The Hill. The investments are underpinned by the unique strengths of our company and enhanced by the historic tax reform recently signed into law, Woods wrote in the blog post. These positive developments will mean more jobs and economic expansion across the United States in a myriad of industries. This is the economic truth of America today. We're moving forward. We have good things happening. Really good things. And Democrats can either lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Oh, by the way, did I mention the memo is going to be released and Andrew McCabe was forced out of the FBI? Yeah, just a couple small details I'll get to right after the break. Welcome to it.